And this is the Jefferson Exchange. We do have our squeaky wheel guy. Zach Edwards is here, and we'll have to make this a two-parter, I think. We'll start talking about detecting things that go wrong with your car, and you're not sure if the mechanic is telling you the truth or not. But that's the basic topic here. You can join us at 800-838-3760 or jx@jeffnet.org. So, Zach, what are some of the basic things to watch for? When I mean, particularly because car techs can talk in a language that is just like over the head of most of us.
Yeah. So certainly, you know, I would bring the, like I told my son, my first time driver son, you know, when you're learning to drive a car, you want to really be aware of all the gauges. So you want to look at your temperature gauge very regularly. Some cars have a charging system gauge. It's really important to keep an eye on that. You have an oil pressure gauge. And so not only is it important to look at them, but to know what to be looking for. So you can't just tell a, you know, a young driver, keep an eye on the temperature gauge, but you have to explain that the temperature gauge should generally hover in the middle of its range. Some cars sit a little below the middle, and I'm talking about the temperature gauge because it's probably one of the most important ones. But if it starts to creep up, it's important to just pull over, shut the car off, and call a tow truck, because at that point, if the gauge gets three-quarters up or higher, you can do, you know, serious engine damage that could be very expensive. So the temperature gauge is a really critical one. Oil pressure and oil temperature gauges exist on a lot of cars. And then on newer cars, those of you listening who have newer cars might see that you don't have any gauges. You just have a light for anything and everything possible. And so these lighted symbols pop up in your instrument cluster. They are oftentimes mysterious. You don't know what they mean. You have to open up your owner's manual, which could be 150 pages, and you have to look at those lights. But it is good to get familiar with all the different lights and be aware of what they mean.
So what do you do when you go to the garage, though, and you say, you know, I'm really concerned about this, and you get this story like, oh, my God, you got to stop driving this car right away. It's going to kill you, or words to that effect. I think we've all heard stuff like that. How do you know you're not being sold a bill of goods?
Well, I guess the short answer is you don't know. You have to have trust in your particular facility that you choose to bring your cars to. And you want to establish that relationship early on. And for a lot of people, you know, their whole family brings their car to one facility. And it's because they have established a level of trust. And if you feel that level of trust, then you can listen to what they're telling you and take their advice. And if you don't feel like you can trust them, then you get that kind of that feeling like maybe I'm at the wrong place and you want to take it to another place. And so what I would tell, you know, the listeners to look for and the questions they might ask would be, you know, what is the can you explain to me what this light does, or can you explain to me why this problem happened? And then furthermore, you could ask, you know, what are the technician's certifications? Do they have ASE certifications? ASE is a facility, well, it's an organization, nonprofit organization, that is meant to set a standard for automotive technicians to, you know, kind of set a baseline. Like if a technician is certified through ASE, which stands for Automotive Service Excellence, then that, you know, it doesn't mean that you're guaranteed that technician is the best technician out there, but it's a minimum standard that most technicians want to achieve. They want to become ASE certified. It shows that they've put in the time, they've put in the effort to go, you know, to a testing center somewhere in the Rogue Valley. It's usually kind of a pain in the butt to go get certified, and so it really shows that a technician cares at
people,
a minimum.
Have people brought things to you and said, here's what they told me at the other garage, and it made you go, what?
Yeah, that happens a lot. And, you know, they want either a second opinion, or they just say, you know, we're done over there. We're here now. We're not going to bring it back there if something went wrong in the relationship and we just don't feel comfortable going back. So here we are. Let's start over. But there are times where someone comes in and says, you know, we like this other shop, but it's an expensive repair, and we'd like a second opinion. And we're happy to do that, and most shops are going to be happy to do that. It just costs the customer money for the second opinion, which oftentimes customers aren't happy about. But you know, if it's a $3,000 or $4,000 repair, it might be worth $100 to, you know, to get that second opinion.
Okay, we will pick this up again next month in the next edition of the Squeaky Wheel and fill out a little more and give folks a chance to call in with some of their own stories of car care woe. Zach Edwards had a little trouble on the way getting here, but good to have you in the studio, and we'll talk to you next month.
Thanks, Jeff.